Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 3 of In His Steps, a prayer for godliness. Raymond Ortland once said, "This is the only prayer in the entire book of Proverbs." It may seem surprising. I mean, how is this for a life goal? Never to go broke, nor to get rich, because both are dangerous with temptation. But to live month to month in constant dependence on God and to do as much good with our money as we can. It might seem crazy, but that really is wisdom. Our text today is in Proverbs chapter 30, verses 7 through 9. "Two things I ask of you, deny them not to me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God." Some thoughts to consider. Proverbs 30 is a prayer by Agur, the son of Jacob. Most theologians believe that Agur lived in the same era as Solomon. The only thing we know about Agur comes from this one proverb. The name Agur is derived from a Hebrew word which means collector. His collected words prayed to God reveal several things about this otherwise unknown man. Agur was weary and worn out. He also did not consider himself wise. However, he considered God's words completely true. Reading his prayer in Proverbs 30, we surmise that he knew God's wisdom was greater than his own. Agur understood the temptations of riches and truly desired to live a godly life. He promoted living with a proper reverence for God and compassion for others. Proverbs 30, 7 through 9 provides a great example of how to pray for godliness. David Hubbard and Lloyd J. Ogilvie shared these comments regarding this section of Agur's prayer. "The prayer exemplifies persistence. 'Before I die' means as long as I live. This is not a cry for rescue from immediate crisis, but for continual help with never-ending problems. The first petition uses the imperative mood like an admonition. 'Remove falsehood and lies.' The damaging results to the person who deals in dishonesty and to his victims are obvious. Falsehood is literally emptiness, worthless behavior or speech. Lies are regularly condemned in Proverbs for their disruptive impact on the social and especially judicial welfare of the community. The second petition is again an imperative. 'Give me neither poverty nor riches.' The petitioner knows what help he needs in terms of protection and supply, and he asks for it in the straightforward manner of the children of God. He counts on the Lord to determine his basic needs and to meet them. 'Feed me,' in its Hebrew form, portrays the divine hand extending a loaf of bread and telling him exactly what his portion will be. 'Give us this day our daily bread.' Matthew 6:11 is the New Testament form of this request. The most fascinating thing about the prayer is the balanced and wise wisdom present in the motivation clauses beginning with 'lest.' 'Fool' may lead to an arrogant self-sufficiency that loses all sense of dependency on God. This leads to living like you don't know the Lord. Who is the Lord? 'Poverty,' on the other hand, may drive a person to the desperate act of stealing. The worldview expressed here is remarkable. The petitioner knows both the frailty of his own human nature and also the sanctity of God's name. Earthly sins have heavenly significance, and the ultimate result of human crime is to insult the name of the Lord who made us for better things than lying and stealing. The perspective of Agur's petition provides an excellent pattern for our prayers. If we have too much, we are prone to forget God. If we have too little, we could be tempted to pursue dishonest gains. We need to passionately pray for godliness so that we are totally dependent upon God and continually pursue righteous living. Some things to ponder. How does Agur's balance display wisdom? Why is it difficult to pray, "Lord, give me neither poverty nor riches"? How is stealing profaning the name of God? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.